Hello, everybody. This is Leonard Feather. I'd like to tell you something about Duke Ellington's new four-part work, The Deep South, which was performed and recorded recently at his fifth annual Carnegie Hall concert.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. As you heard at the beginning from Leonard Feather, we're going to be playing Duke Ellington's Deep South Suite. In his 1943 Carnegie Hall debut, Duke Ellington premiered Black, Brown, and Beige. He appeared at Carnegie Hall annually for almost a decade. And for each Carnegie Hall concert, Duke presented a new extended work. For 1946, he presented the Deep South Suite. There are only two performances of the Deep South Suite surviving, one from Chicago's Civic Opera House on November 10, 1946, and the one we'll be hearing from the Carnegie Hall concert 2 weeks later on November 23rd. It was never commercially recorded in a studio. The Carnegie Hall version was released to the U.S. Armed Forces as part of their VDIS program. Critic Leonard Feather added commentary to the discs, and I'll let him introduce each movement. There are four movements, but only the fourth one survived in the band's repertoire. So for the first one, Magnolia's Dripping with Molasses, we have Duke Ellington setting the tempo on piano, Taft Jordan soloing on trumpet, a rare Sonny Greer drum break. You'll hear Lawrence Brown on trombone with a few Southern song quotes thrown in. Listen for those. And finishing off with Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet.
The first of these four parts is what might be called the Dixie Chamber of Commerce dream picture of the South, with the Southern skies, Creole gals with flashing eyes, the fried chicken and watermelon, and those good old nostalgic melodies. So here is Duke Ellington's Deep South Suite. Hello, everybody. This is Leonard Feather. I'd like to tell you something about Duke Ellington's new four-part work, The Deep South, which was performed and recorded recently at his fifth annual Carnegie Hall concert. The first of these four parts is what might be called the Dixie Chamber of Commerce dream picture of the South, with the Southern skies, Creole gals with flashing eyes, the fried chicken and watermelon, and those good old nostalgic melodies. And then in the second part, which is entitled Hearsay, we hear a different conception of the South from the Dixie Chamber of Commerce picture. In fact, it may in some respects be directly opposite. Then in the third part, which is called When Nobody Is Looking, we hear illustrated in music the theme that people of very different extractions can get along together in peace and harmony when nobody is looking and interfering with them. And for the fourth and last part, we have the story of the happy-go-lucky local. This is a train that runs in the South. It's not one of those big luxury trains that takes tourists down to Miami. It's just a little old train that stops at all the places you've never heard of, and it has a cheerful old Negro fireman who hums and whistles and plays tunes on the train's whistle. And he seems to recognize everybody and have a cheerful hello for everyone as he passes by, that is, everyone on his side of the tracks. Well, down in the South, it's known as number 42, but we just call it the happy-go-lucky local. So here is Duke Ellington's Deep South Suite.
Thank you.
The second movement was written by Billy Strayhorn, and it's a feature for the trumpet of Harold Shorty Baker.
And then in the second part, which is entitled Hearsay, we hear a different conception of the South from the Dixie Chamber of Commerce picture. In fact, it may in some respects be directly opposite.
Third movement is a feature for the band's piano player, Duke Ellington.
Then in the third part, which is called When Nobody Is Looking, we hear illustrated in music the theme that people of very different extractions can get along together in peace and harmony when nobody is looking and interfering with them.
The fourth movement features Russell Prokop on alto saxophone, Al Sears on tenor sax, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and finishing up with the high notes, trumpeter Cat Anderson.
And for the fourth and last part, we have the story of the happy-go-lucky local. This is a train that runs in the south. It's not one of those big luxury trains that takes tourists down to Miami. It's just a little old train that stops at all the places you've never heard of, and it has a cheerful old Negro fireman who hums and whistles and plays tunes on the train's whistle, and he seems to recognize everybody and have a cheerful hello for everyone as he passes by, that is, everyone on his side of the tracks. Well, down in the south it's known as number 42, but we just call it the happy-go-lucky local.
Wow.
Happy-Go-Lucky Local was the only part of the Deep South suite that was ever performed again, but it was performed fairly regularly. It bears a resemblance to another piece, Night Train, and that composition is credited to tenor saxophonist Jimmy Forrest. Well, Jimmy Forrest happened to be a member of the Ellington Band for a short time, and he happened to borrow part of it. In this 1955 live recording, recorded at Washington, D.C.'s Armory, you can hear Ellington talk about the resemblance. The soloists on this version are Russell Prokop on alto saxophone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and of course, Cat Anderson on the high note trumpet at the end.
And now, our interpretive pieces, our tone painting of a train, not a luxury liner dashing off to a fashionable resort, but a raggedy little E-flat local that jogs along in a boogie-woogie tempo, stops at every crossing, and in the cab of the locomotive, there's a fireman who blows the blues on the whistle. It's called Happy-Go-Lucky Local. If by some strange coincidence this sounds like something else you've heard, it is just coincidence. Because this one was written first. Jimmy Woods, first chair engineer. Thank you.
1962, Duke Ellington reworked Happy-Go-Lucky Local to feature tenor saxophonist Paul Gonzalez. They recorded a whole album's worth of features for Paul Gonzalez in 1962, but this wasn't released until 1985. It's a very good album. It's called Duke Ellington featuring Paul Gonzalez. And here's another version of Happy-Go-Lucky Local.
Mm-hmm.
That concludes this episode of Ellington Reflections. I'd like to thank you for listening. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to remind you that you can find out additional information about the recordings at our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And speaking of additional information, there's a nice presentation by David Schiff on this work. So remember, as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.